Welcome to Mobile Estate Planning with your host, Michael Bailey. Over a decade ago, attorney Michael Bailey turned his attention to estate law after he recognized the unacceptable number of adults without proper end-of-life planning. Michael recognizes that many of his clients have difficulty finding the time for making a proper estate plan. That's why he became the Mobile Estate Planner. He will go to wherever you are to assist you with your estate planning, including writing wills, trusts, and giving you the information you need to avoid probate. Now, ATX, Ask the Experts, presents Mobile Estate Planning with your host, Michael Bailey.
All right, good afternoon. Welcome to Mobile Estate Planning with Michael Bailey here on 560 KLZ, so we can do something besides just leave your family alone. Phone number to talk to us on the air is 303-477-5600. That's 303-477-5600. And my direct line is 720-394-6887. Again, that's 720-394-6887. So we are here on 560 KLZ, also heard on 100.7 FM, 95.3 FM, 1220 AM, 560thesource.com, and the TuneIn app. Studio seats are being occupied by friendly ghosts today. So, you know, we're a little bit early for Halloween, but still, nonetheless, you know, it's a rainy day, which, you know, in the spring is nice to have a rainy day. At least, you know, I mean, I have clients who are pretty sure that, you know, it's a rainy day and it's terrible and it's horrible and all those type of things. I kind of like that it's a rainy day because then it means I don't have to turn my sprinklers on yet. And if I don't have to turn my sprinklers on yet, that means I don't have to pay for water yet. So to me, that's a good thing. But hey, you know, what do I know? Rain is generally better for my grass than watering it. I mean, you still want to have water your grass so that it doesn't die. And yeah, you know, it's not good to have a dead lawn. It's always positive to have, you know, a good looking lawn. I mean, I have some clients who they will have a sign out in their yard that says that they've had the best lawn ever in the, you know, in the city or something like that, or you know, either a yearly or a quarterly or whatever the prize is. And I've never been one that really loved yard work. My wife is big into yard work, and she's always, you know, she's like, oh, I'm going to go work out in the yard, and it'll be completely, it'll be so awesome, and it'll be so, it's just so relaxing. I don't feel that way about yard work. I don't feel like yard work is something that I just am rearing to go, and I'm like, oh, yes, let me go do yard work. You know, it's not my thing. I mean, I will go out and I will mow the lawn, and I will use a trimmer and I'll trim the lawn, and it's those type of things. And you know, years ago when I first bought my house, where I was so excited that I was going to be able to be on the, I was going to be able to do the lawn. I was going to be able to make keep the lawn alive and do all these wonderful things and so on and so forth. And I'm like, yes, I'm going to be able to do that. It's going to be awesome. And for about the first year that I was in the house, I was mostly okay doing that. And then at the next summer that I was in that house, my son was born. So now I had three kids and I had a newborn. And although a newborn was not the amount of work that it was for my wife, who had grown the child and, you know, she was nursing, she was feeding the child. You know, I lacked the proper plumbing to feed the child in the same way as my wife is able to do so. And then my law firm started getting busier and all of these type of things. And suddenly the lawn was not getting the attention it deserved. And so, you know, it would look less green, and by less green, I mean brown, and you know, it wasn't doing so well. So, my wife says, well, you know, we could try True Green, and you know, they can come and they can do, the fertilizer, and they'll put the herbicides on so that we just have grass instead of lots of dandelions and so on and so forth. And I Yeah, so we kind of went that direction. So now, when people are like, oh, well, you know, yeah, it's really good if you it's really good if you read the, you know, if you got fertilizer down before the snowstorm last week or the rainstorm this week. And I'm like, yes, it was. It was very good that I was, you know, that I had paid somebody to come by and put down the proper fertilizers, because now with the snow and the rain, it can soak into the ground more and help the lawn grow. And you may be asking yourself, what in the heck does this have to do with estate planning? I'll get around to that. But right now we're talking about lawns, dang it. Because, you know, the show may be Mobile Estate Planning with Michael Bailey on 560 KLZ. But right now it's Story About Lawn with Michael Bailey. So, you know, it's okay. Well, if you want to talk about estate planning, if you want to get me off topic and back onto estate planning, please feel free to call in and ask me your estate planning question. Other than that, you know, we'll just kind of hang out and, you know, I'll tie the lawn into estate planning somehow, I'm sure. And so, you know, I did turn on the sprinklers last Saturday. You know, a week ago Saturday. That's what I was trying to say, failing three times. I feel like I was the Wizard of Oz who wanted to, talk about they're called good deed doers. You know, so he was trying to say philanthropist. Then, you know, if you haven't seen the Wizard of Oz and you don't know that scene, it's a great scene. You should totally go watch it. But, you know, that's just, yeah, not related to estate planning or anything, but just, you know, all that good stuff. So we say, okay, we've got, so you've got the lawn, and, you know, I turned on the sprinkler. You know, at least I sent the water going out to the sprinklers and, you know, tested all the sprinklers. They were mostly pointed in the right direction. I did turn a few of them, and I didn't have any completely broken sprinkler heads, which was good because, you know, when you have completely broken sprinkler heads, you have to replace them. And yes, I can go replace them, but it's always nice when you don't have completely broken sprinklers so that your lawn will get watered properly when you turn them, when you get them all going. And so, I mean, and this is in contrast to the person where we were driving around and, you know, going to a basketball game or a volleyball game or something for my kids. And suddenly we had, you know, we were driving by and someone, there's, you know, this nice little fountain in the, you know, on the edge of the front yard. I'm like, well, that's a broken sprinkler head because it was kind of, you know, just, you know, gushing up out of the ground. And, you know, that can be problematic if you're trying to get the water to be directed to where it's supposed to go. You know, it's supposed to be in finer droplets than, you know, a gushing geyser. And, you know, of course, you know, for those who are into water conservation and not wasting water, and I'm one of those people because I don't want to pay for water if I'm trying to, you know, water my lawn during a 100-degree day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and half of the water is evaporating before it hits the ground. That's no good for me because I want the water to hit the ground and keep my grass green and not just evaporate. I don't want to pay for water that evaporates. You know, it's more of a selfish reason than a save the world type of reason. But, you know, if we're saving the world at the same time, you know, I always find, you know, with water, you're like, oh, we need to save water. I'm like, really? Because there appears to be the same amount on Earth as there was when, you know, the Earth started. Of course, you know, minus a few droplets that may be up in the International Space Station or, you know, got left on the moon or something like that. But I do understand clean water is different than just water. You know, I mean, there are certain places where I'd be happy to go swimming. There are other places where I'm like, yeah, not in that water. So anyhow, so you are listening to Mobile Estate Planning with Michael Bailey, not Lawn Care with Michael Bailey, despite what you may think. Phone number to talk to us on the air is 303-477-5600. That's 303-477-5600. And my direct line is 720-394-6887. Again, that's 720-394-6887. And so, you know, what in the world does lawn care have to do with estate planning? Well, you can take care of your own lawn. Many people do. Many people are good at it. Most people have like a passable understanding. You know, the people that have a green thumb, good for them. It's pretty awesome. People who don't have a green thumb, that's okay. If you don't have a green thumb, you know, mine are kind of flesh colored, so they're not necessarily green. You know, hence the reason that I don't love yard work. But if you have a green thumb and you can do all lawn care yourself, great, go for it. I found myself running out of time, interest, ability, and desire to want to be out there and mow the lawn and get fertilizer down and aerate the lawn and power rake the lawn, all those type of things weren't really fun things that I wanted to do. Are they things that I could do? Yes. Are they things that I that were the best use of my time? No. And so I chose to hire somebody to handle the fertilizing and everything for me. Last summer, my daughter was trying to make money to pay for a school trip she went on this year. And so I gave her the opportunity to learn how to mow the lawn. And then I could pay her to mow the lawn instead of me mowing the lawn. Now, I think there's a Geico commercial out there where they're like, oh, you know, we can't save you from turning into your parents, but we can save you money on car insurance, because it's the whole thing. And the guys are standing around the riding lawnmower, and they're like, oh, what kind of mower do you have? And the younger guy says, oh, I just pay some kid to do it. And they all kind of give him the evil eye of like, how could you possibly not be devoted to your lawn? And I'm like, well, I'm kind of that guy. You know, I don't need to be devoted to my lawn. I'm perfectly happy to let my daughter mow the lawn. You know, we get mostly straight lines, and if we don't, then we go kind of diagonal, and that's perfectly fine too. You know, it just doesn't get overgrown and look like a jungle. That's really what I'm going for, is that it's, you know, trimmed, and the HOA doesn't come over and send me a letter that says, hey, you need to mow your lawn, or we're going to do it for you and charge you, you know, a bajillion dollars. And I have no idea how much a bajillion is, but it's a very large number, you know. And so, I don't know, I think of Back to the Future and 1.21 gigawatts. And I'm like, I don't think I can have maybe you can have a gajillion dollars. I don't know, whatever. But so, you know, you don't, these are things you can do, but you may not want to yourself. There was an old Visa commercial, which is better, you know, what's so much better than having, you know, taking pride in mowing your own lawn and trimming your own hedges. It's like paying somebody else to do it. And so, you know, I'm not ridiculously rich, but that's one of those things that it works for me to pay somebody else to do that little bit of lawn care for me. And, you know, same sort of thing for estate planning. You can do your own will. You can do your own trust. You can do your own estate planning. You really can. And I mean, you can even handwrite it in your own handwriting. It's called a holographic will. One of the reasons that you may not want to would be what the last couple of clients that I met with talked about. One of them said, yeah, we started to go and try to do everything online. And then, you know, it gave us two agents, but then it wouldn't let us do a third or a fourth. I'm like, huh, limitation of the software. Yeah, probably. And then they wanted to do something where they had a trust for their minor children, and whatever website they were on didn't have that built into the software. So suddenly we had different things that whatever software program they had found online, or whatever site they'd found online, wasn't going to allow them to do it. So because of that, they're saying, well, you know, I think we can do it. I'm like, oh yeah, we certainly can. Just they couldn't do it with whatever program they'd found online. So they'd come to me to borrow my expertise in doing such things and help it happen. And then the people that I met with this morning, they had gone through like a financial planning course of, you know, kind of a survey overview of what you need to do. And they talked about different things and so on and so forth. And as part of, they're like, oh, you need to do estate planning. You need to have a will or a trust. And so they're like, okay, well, we're going to research this. And they told me they got about 5 hours in, and they're like, wow, this is so much more complicated than we anticipated. We probably ought to just hire somebody to do it. And so I was the one they picked, and I went and I met with them, and I'm going to write them their documents, and, you know, we'll have an estate plan, and it'll be good. But it was they had tried to figure it out all on their own, and decided that they would rather have a professional like myself handle it. And that's kind of, you know, I think that's a good idea. I mean, if you want to go, I mean, I had a client just the other day who, when I met with them, she had a whole bunch of stuff, and so we went through and I was rewriting stuff for her, and she's like, oh, well, I'm going to shred all this. I'm like, don't shred anything until we meet and I tell you what you can and cannot shred. So then I went back with the things that I'd signed, and she says, oh yeah, I feel like, you know, I shredded all of that other stuff. And I'm like, okay. She's like, yeah, and I can't find the trust anymore, so I think I shredded the trust. And I'm like, okay. She's like, so can you just give me another copy? And I'm like, I didn't write that. That was one that we were going to keep in place that somebody else had written, and I didn't write that for you. So we're not going to be able to do that. And so she's like, oh, well, how much would it cost? And I said, well, you've already paid me this much. So if I did a trust, it would be, you know, more than that. But, you know, you've already paid me that much. So it would be some extra. And she says, okay. And so, you know, I was like, well, you know, look and see if you can find it. If you can find it, great. If not, then let me know and I can write you a trust. So she was looking, and then I talked to her earlier this week, and she says, oh, well, you know, I can't find the trust, but, you know, a friend of mine said I can do it online. Is that true? I said, you can find a trust online. Oh, and that would be just the same as what you would do. So why would I pay for you? And when I can just do it online. I said, well, you know, you're paying for the expertise and the knowledge of that it's going to be right and it's going to be done the proper way and that it's going to comply with Colorado. She's like, okay, so as long as I make sure it complies with Colorado law. And I said, okay, if you want to do something on the internet, you can. You can find whatever you want on the internet, and I hope it works. Oh, but I'll just send it to you, and you'll make sure it works. No, I won't do that. Well, why not? Like, because you're asking me to endorse somebody else's work, and you don't want to pay me to do the work, but you want to pay me to make sure that somebody else who did the work is the same. So if you want to send it to me for review, it's going to cost you at least as much as if I just wrote it. Well, that doesn't seem very fair. I said, well, you already asked me why you would hire me instead of doing it yourself. And my response is, because this is what I do. I do this all the time. I know what I'm doing, and I know how to do it so that it's done properly. And I cannot say that about the online services. And the reason I cannot say that about the online services is because they don't ask me. And I didn't produce the documents. So I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know who produced it. I don't know what you're getting. And I'm not really interested in endorsing somebody else's work. It's just one of those things, you know? I can endorse my own work, but I'm not real keen on endorsing other people's work. With the notable exception of KLZ 560. I am endorsing all of KLZ's 560 work because they're nice enough to let me on their radio station. Plus, we've got Charlie, my producer, who's sitting on the other side of the glass. And, you know, if I don't say nice things about Charlie, he would cut me off and we would have dead air. And that would not be good either for me. But, you know, Charlie also has a boss who might be upset if we just had dead air for the next 12 minutes. That might not play well. So, you know, the interests align. But still, you know, I mean, this is why I always say, hey, John Rush and Rush Reason are coming up next. Because, you know, John and I are friends and I like his show and all that kind of stuff. You know, Dan has to get his feelings hurt because I, you know, like today I brought John something and he's like, oh, he's just going straight past me. He's just skipping over me. And I'm like, yep, that's how this game is played. That's how it works. Sorry, Dan. When the show is Dan to Reason instead of Rush to Reason, or then we can talk. But until then, not so much. It's just how the game is played. So, you know, people are paying me, and you know, some people are like, I had a client yesterday. You know, they're like, how in the world do you do all of this? We tried to read it, and it was just so, we just fell asleep. And I'm like, well, you know, the trusts kind of are chloroform in print. Mark Twain once described the Book of Mormon as chloroform in print. And as one who professes to the religion of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, I somewhat disagree with him. But the phrase is really cool, so I refer to my trusts as chloroform in print. They will knock you right out. They're really not page turners or exciting. They're important and necessary, but not exciting. You know, but I'm like, hey, I enjoy this. You know, what you do with your life. You know, so the woman, she'd been an elementary school teacher for 29 years. I'm like, I don't think I could put up with elementary school age kids for 29 minutes, much less 29 years. And her husband was some sort of network security consultant. And I'm like, yeah, that's not what I do. You know, so I do this and I enjoy this. You do what you do and enjoy what you do. And it works out pretty well. And so, you know, we've got all sorts of, you know, everybody's got different things that they do. I specialize in this, and I think I'm pretty good at it, and you know, so do all the other people who've hired me. So that's part of why we do estate planning, and you know, yard work, yeah, anybody can figure out estate planning. Technically, anybody can figure out, but as some of my clients have found, it gets kind of confusing. So you are listening to Mobile Estate Planning with Michael Bailey here on 560 KLZ, The Source, also heard on 100.7 FM, 95.3 FM, 1220 AM, 560thesource.com, and the TuneIn app. The one-eyed cat that's staring at me from the window, it's a picture of a cat, not an actual cat. He's telling me that I need to make sure that I invite people. If you know where the studio is, there are 5 open chairs. You could come sit and listen in if you want. And phone number to talk to us on the air is 303-477-5600. That's 303-477-5600. And my direct line is 720-394-6887. And again, 720-394-6887. So, more of the things, when you're talking about, setting up an estate plan, sometimes you set up an estate plan. So when I was making sure that all of the, when I was making sure of, when I was making sure all the sprinkler heads, that's what I was thinking of. I'm thinking sprinklers, sprinkler heads, right. When I was making sure they weren't broken, just going through and saying, okay, we're going to turn on the water. Water's going to come out. Want to be able to have it work properly. Can't have a broken sprinkler head. So I walked around, checked all the sprinkler heads. All the sprinkler heads were working. But when you do an estate plan, if you're going to wait until, you're just going to turn on, somebody dies, you're going to have everything work, and you're going to assume that it all works, you want to make sure you check those sprinkler heads. You want to make sure that when you turn on the water, they're all not going to just go poof and explode and never work. It just doesn't play that way. It doesn't do what you want it to do. I couldn't know what was going on with the sprinkler heads until I ran water through them. It just doesn't, that's the way the sprinkler heads work. Well, you can't know what's going to go on with an estate plan until somebody dies. This is the way it is. But there are some frequent problems, some frequent things that come up that I'm aware of. Well, if you write it this way, there was a phrase, share and share alike, which appeared to be popular a couple of decades ago. And now I'm like, okay, so it's share and share alike. That's just, we're dividing it equally. So why don't we say we're dividing it equally? Well, because, they liked the share and share alike language. Okay, fair enough. But, I'm not the biggest fan of share and share alike because lots of people don't understand what share and share alike means. They'll read that and be like, oh, I'm not quite sure what that means. So, we'll do it our way. Well, it does have a legal meaning. It's, split things equally. But we can just say split things equally. It makes so much easier. And, so it's just a, so if there's certain phrases are in there, certain ways of doing things, or, oh, hey, I want it to be this way. Well, we can't quite do it that way. We need to do it this way so that it works. There's a certain methodology and a certain way to do things that I know how to make it work so that it works what we need it to do. So what we do is we talk about, those are just kind of things where, it's kind of like you can look at, when I go to the chiropractor and he can look at you as you walk in, or he can do whatever tests he does. And, he'll test my, how are my, he'll grab my feet and kind of lift them up in the air as I'm laying on the chiropractor table. And he's like, oh, okay, well, I can tell that this isn't responding properly. This isn't responding properly. And so he's like, oh, clench your jaw. Okay, well, then he'll come in, I'll adjust my jaw. And he knows what he's doing. But he can tell things by looking at them from his experience and what he has, what he's built up over the time that he's been a chiropractor. And, I'm on a kind of a go every month, so it's kind of a monthly maintenance type of thing. When I first started seeing him, it was a couple of times a week, but then again, I was still being put back together after being hit by a light rail train. I kind of felt a little bit like Humpty Dumpty, where I'd been, all the king's horses and all the king's men were trying to put me back together again. But, I was, a human, not a Humpty Dumpty, which is usually depicted as an egg. But we've, no one knows if Humpty Dumpty actually was an egg. But, or maybe whoever originally wrote the story did, but I don't think they're around to clarify. So we've got all sorts of, so because of that, you don't want to try to water your lawn. You don't want to try to water your lawn with broken sprinkler heads. It just doesn't work. You don't want to try to set up your estate plan with potential breaks and potential things that are wrong in your estate plan. Instead, you want to have somebody who says, oh, who can look at it, you know, if you look at a sprinkler head and you're like, huh, that sprinkler head looks an awful lot like a hole in the ground. You turn on the water gushes up. Yep, look at that. The sprinkler head was not working. Wow. So I can look at an estate plan or this, you know, somebody that, and say, well, you know, there might be a hole here. There might be a problem here. And so, and I can create one that doesn't have the holes and the problems in it. And that way, you know, when it comes time to use it, it'll work. That's the whole point, is that once you're, if you're dead and gone and there's a hole in your estate plan, it's kind of hard to fix at that point. My neighbors across the street who they lost their mother, or he lost his mother a couple of weeks ago, and he's like, oh, well, you know, it says the house is supposed to go to me, but it's got the address of her old house, so, you know, the new house just takes the replace of it, right? I'm like, okay, so no, that's not what happens. If you have an estate, if you have an estate plan and it specifies the house and doesn't just, I mean, I probably would have written it generally to say my primary residence and not put in the address, but that's just my style. And, you know, I've lived in my house for 7.5 years. It would have been fairly easy during those 7 years to go ahead and fix it so that it's what it wanted to. But now that she's passed away, it's too late. And we can't fix that hole in the estate plan because because she is gone, and we can't just have the personal representative come in and change things around. So instead, we've got we're stuck with what we've got. So you want to do things so that there's not a hole in an estate plan or a problem with it. You want to do it the right way. And again, that's part of why you hire a professional. So thank you so much for listening to Mobile Estate Planning with Michael Bailey. My phone number is 720-394-6887. Again, 720-394-6887. I will be back next week, and coming up next is John Rush and Rush to Reason. Everybody have a great day, and I'll talk to you later. Thanks, and have a good one. Bye.
Mobile Estate Planning with Michael Bailey will return to ATX next Wednesday at 2:30 here on KLZ 560 The Source, AM 560, FM 100.7, and online at 560thesource.com.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.